You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
This is the Thursday Drive Show on Eastside Radio 89.7 FM. My name is Tony Romer, and our first guest for the afternoon is Damien Eckersley, a world-renowned musician who has played double bass with several notable orchestras, including the Vienna Philharmonic, the Melbourne Symphony, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. He's also the Deputy Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, which is a cultural institution based in Melbourne, dedicated to shaping the musical leaders of tomorrow. And he joins us now. Damien, can you describe what ANAM is to our audience?
ANAM, or the Australian National Academy of Music, is very generously supported by the Australian federal government. Students are given full scholarships and financial assistance, and they're trained in basically extremely high-level instrumental music, whether it be solo performance, ensemble performance, preparation for orchestras, and also, very importantly, I guess, interpreting and promoting new Australian music as well. We're based down here in Melbourne, currently at the Abbotsford Convent, just temporarily, while our long-term home at the South Melbourne Town Hall is being restored and renovated and fit out for a purpose-built facility that's hopefully going to be our home for the next, God knows how long, hopefully the next 100 years at least.
And it's a postgraduate course too, Damien? Like, kids aren't coming straight out of school and going to ANAM first, is that right?
That's generally the case, but there are always exceptions. So it's the I guess admission is purely merit based. So there's always sort of a consideration given to anyone who chooses to apply, but it tends to be just because of the level of commitment, training, and focus. It tends to be sort of slightly more mature musicians, and they tend to be of a postgraduate level.
Exceptions for the exceptional, I understand
exactly.
That.
Exactly, yep.
For people who live in Sydney, I guess our reference point would be the Conservatorium of Music, but this is different than that.
Yes, so we're not officially affiliated with any university or tertiary institution. We try to cater our training towards the individual a little bit more, and so that means that I guess there's no academic subjects per se, and there's no marks, there's no exams. It's purely training and performance based.
And how many students would you take in every year?
So it kind of depends on the intake from the year before. We tend to have around 70 positions for musicians, and so depending on how many leave, it's generally a 3-year course, but people can leave early or stay for a year or stay for three, or in exceptional circumstances stay for more than 3 years. It just sort of depends on what the intakes have been in the previous few years. So we hold auditions every year, and then the makeup of that sort of 70-strong cohort is determined after those auditions.
And are we trying to make them live performers? Is this our aim for ANAM? Are we just hoping to educate them in what a career in music might look like across the many myriads of opportunities? What do you feel ANAM is trying to get the students to do?
I mean, my own personal, I guess, motto for ANAM is that we want to be just turning these people into the best possible musicians. Uh-huh. And I guess empowering them to then go out into the world and find their own path in this, because it's such a diverse field, as you know. A lot of them, just because of the nature of the course, I mean, so many of our alum turn into performing musicians. But some go into teaching, some go into composing, curating, collaborating. And I guess, importantly, we try to have really valid and relevant training throughout that sort of typical 3-year residency at ANAM that's going to best equip our musicians with whatever it is that they want to pursue going forward once they leave the building.
You've spent some time performing overseas. Is it in Austria? Was that where you've spent a bit of time with
your
double bass, Damien?
Yeah, I've been all over the place, to be honest. So Austria and Japan, and then I was in the Melbourne Symphony here for 15 years before seeking a bit of a tree change, and I went and joined the New Zealand Symphony about 6 years ago now. But I've been teaching at NM as a double bass teacher primarily for the last 15 years, and I also sort of do a lot of instrumental coaching, ensemble coaching, and that type of thing. And just this year, I've sort of stepped into a bit of a deputy artistic director role. So I've been doing some programming and course structure and stuff like that, which is fascinating for me.
That career progression that you've taken must be quite appealing to other students then, when you can tell that story of what you've achieved as a professional musician.
I hope so. Yes. I mean, it's been, I've got to say, as much as I love performing, the most sort of rewarding part of my career so far has been the opportunity to work with young and developing musicians and try and sort of give them as much encouragement and advice and expertise as I possibly can to put them in a position where they're going to be out in the world contributing and leading, especially in Australia, where you know, we have so much incredible talent and creativity, and I'd love for the students who come through NM, and my students particularly, to go out feeling really prepared and that they're able to contribute straight away to this really vibrant instrumental culture that we have here.
I'm always inspired by the ideas and enthusiasm of young people myself, Damien. And
absolutely,
what better way to experience this talent than by seeing them perform live? And you've got a great concert coming up called Sketches.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an amazing concert. Something we're really excited about, because it's actually the first NM programmed performance in Sydney, believe it or not. We have performed up in Sydney under a number of sort of circumstances, but this is the first one that we've sort of put together and programmed ourselves and are presenting alone. And it's at ACO on the Pier, which is an amazing venue. And it's a really exciting program that pretty much sums up, you know, in an hour and a bit, what NM is all about. A couple of works from our project called the NM Set, where we pair our musicians with composers from Australia, and we commission these composers to work collaboratively, I should say, sorry, with one of our musicians, and they create a piece. And this musician leaves NM with a piece that was essentially created for them, with them. And we've also commissioned over 100 now Australian composers to write new works for these instrumentalists. And so we'll be featuring two of those, as well as some really exciting, cutting-edge, newish, I should say. I mean, avant-garde, let's call it, music by Boulez and Richard Mille.
I'm a huge fan of music finding new forms and taking new directions. And that sounds to me like something that you want to not only encourage, but perhaps be influenced by, because young kids come to NM with new ideas. And it's
Absolutely.
Also, it's about encouraging and fostering those new ideas too, and particularly with live performance. This sounds fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's quite a lot of opportunity at NM, I guess, to curate and to create and imagine these new possibilities for performances. We have a series called The Soundbite, in which our musicians can program, curate, and present concerts for the public. We have a motto here that if our musicians can imagine something and create something to perform, we'll find the performance opportunity for it. And it's been absolutely incredible to see some of the incredibly inspiring and vibrant and imaginative ideas that have come out of our musicians. And they've gone on to really make an impact in not only the domestic sort of music scene here in Australia, but internationally as well. And so I'd like to think anyway that NM has sort of at least gently guided them in that direction and provided them with the skills necessary to succeed.
Don't miss your chance to hear the future musical leaders from the Australian National Academy of Music this September. This specially curated concert, ANAM Sketches, will take you from the most rapturous rhythms to the latest cutting-edge sounds as some of the most exciting musicians in the country showcase gems by French and Australian composers. One performance only on Sunday the 7th of September, 3 p.m. at ACO on the Pier. For tickets, head to anam.com.au or call 1-800-444-444.